Hey, Internet. This episode of Dungeon Punks is brought to you by our sponsor, Stormcrow Alliance. If you're in Vancouver and you want to have a D&D game of your own, but you don't have a DM, you can now hire one through the Stormcrow. You get to choose your own RPG, anything from D&D 5e, which is what we play on the show, to Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, or really anything in between. They'll find you a DM who can run it. You can book a game for up to six of your friends, and it comes with food. They also do one-shot adventures and DM workshops every month. So there's a little something for everybody. I am one of the DMs that you can hire, so you could have me, your Dungeon Master, and everyone's podcast dad run a game for you. Check out experienceptsdungeonpunks.com to sign up. And now, on to the show.
Previously on Dungeon Punks.
Wait, you say hair of the people?
Pair of the people.
Oh, power?
Pair? Pair of the people?
Pair?
Pair?
Pair of the... Oh, pair of the people.
No, pair of the people? Welcome to Dungeon Punks. I'm Steve Pop, your Dungeon Master and everyone's podcast dad. And with me, as always, are the members of Rust Monster.
I'm Lee Eldridge, and I play Scotty Stormbringer, who is the bass player of Rust Monster, a half-dark elf, and honestly, I don't remember where we are right now. It's been a while.
I'm Devin Meisner. I just drank Coke, and I'm trying not to burp. I play Johnny Eagle, lead singer of Rust Monster. I'm a bird person, classically trained.
I'm Aaron Passmore, and play Shoozy June. She's the guitar player of Fallen ASMR Satire Barb. And Devin, I already burped, so I'm fine.
You
thanks.
Pre-burped like a professional.
Pre-burped.
Like a pro.
Phil?
Yeah, and I'm Phil C. Black, playing as Gregan Stonehand, who is the drummer of Rust Monster and a deep gnome.
Alrighty. You didn't get messed up by Aaron throwing it to you this time.
No.
I tried to now.
Yeah, there was like practice at home with the mirror.
Yeah. I don't try to miss you.
Just saying Phil and then doing your intro.
It was really weird if you looked at it from the outside.
You get your roommates to like pop quiz you when you're like walking around. They're just like, Phil. And you're like,
oh yeah, and I'm Phil C.
And they toss you a cookie if you get it right.
You open the door for the pizza guy. You start saying
he has to catch the cookie in his mouth.
Fedora. Phil? Yeah, and I'm Phil C. Black.
So, to recap, when last we left Rust Monster, you guys were on a boat.
And
you saw a thing from the moon crash into the acoustic forest, aka Johnny's home.
No.
Right.
Well, childhood home.
Yeah. Home's wherever I am.
Well, home is apartment like a really CBGB much. That you own with these.
We own it? We own property?
No, you rent.
Okay, that's much more realistic.
Is it rent to own?
No.
Oh.
Is it rent controlled?
Yes.
Yes. Bugatti's so much better than our world.
That's why you guys have not moved out of the one bedroom apartment you all share.
It probably started with just one person.
We're ever there.
It's pretty much a storage unit. So when this object fell from the moon, mm-hmm. we were on the cruise.
Yes, you're still on the cruise. You okay. are standing at the railing of the cruise, looking out across the sky towards the acoustic forest, which is, of course, a forest that floats in the sky.
Yeah.
So what was the object that fell? Did it look like anything?
You didn't. Just looked you like weren't a, close enough to spot it. It just looked like, basically looked like a meteor came from the moon. And
how far away are we?
Probably about a mile.
I just jump out.
Okay, Johnny starts.
Okay, bye.
I'm gonna go check it out. Well, as you know, my hometown's on fire.
You know, the acoustic forest is like.
Is it on fire?
Miles no. and miles wide.
Is it somewhere that I would care about?
You?
Oh, it's not in the town.
You're not gonna be able to tell from here.
Okay, do I hear like, oh God, Johnny, help me?
No, you're a mile away.
All right. If it looks like it just landed in the forest, and not actually in a town, I wouldn't jump out.
Well, the town's in the forest. You can't see from here.
Another question. This cruise, where is it returning to? What's the final?
It's just
final...
circling around the acoustic forest.
Okay.
And would be, I guess, returning to CBGB, which is okay. where you launched.
Probably so. Super scenic.
So we probably...
Oh, I was going to say if there's any way for us to get off.
Yeah, because we don't want to just wait until we get back to CBGB.
This cruise does have lifeboats.
Does it?
Would
it
flying rowboats.
Would it have docked at the like a city in the acoustic forest?
No.
Okay, oh, so it's just a repositioning cruise?
Yeah. It's a scenic tour.
Okay. Well, let's get a lifeboat.
Well, we're going to have to talk to someone about that.
Do no. we?
No. This is an emergency, Phil. Where can I find a lifeboat?
They line the lower deck of the ship.
How do you work them?
You can give me an intelligence check when you get there.
We right should go get our know. Stuff.
Yeah.
If we're going to get
Yeah, we're like in
this.
Our bathing suits. Bathing suits and such.
Well, you're in your underwear.
Yeah.
I guess we should run back and grab our stuff and get ready to get out of here. What's everyone on the the boat doing right now? Are they like freaking out?
Did anybody else see anything?
Like, it's pretty obvious something just crashed, right?
Yeah, some people are sort of, they're not freaking out. They're just kind of like, oh, they're just, I mean, they just saw something like crash. Oh, so it's like more like, oh, a meteor just fell. And so. You were the only ones that saw it originate from the moon. Yeah, as far as you can tell.
Well, it might be time to pack up.
Yeah, I want to go and get our stuff. I'll go get back in my clothes. Adventuring gear time.
All right. Yeah, so yeah, we get a little spinny Johnny face with the color background, and you guys are in your room gathering your things and changing.
The screen spins around. And
Van with us?
Everyone's back in their clothes except for me.
Yeah, like what about Spit and Van? Are they with us? I can't remember.
You got boots on now and stuff.
Yeah, they're probably here. I mean, they're probably down in like steerage would be where Van would be.
Van on the boat.
You want to go get them.
Did we get a new cart after the last fiasco?
Wait, they bought us a new cart, didn't they?
Yes, they did, yeah.
It was like super nice.
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember that.
Yeah,
happening.
I'm pretty sure they did.
When you say they, who's
the Melon Cats.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, because they're like stupid rich now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
So they sold the deed or something.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff happens that I don't remember, so it's cool.
Yeah, you guys have a nice cart now.
Yeah, okay, so we need to find a boat that's big enough for a cart, a donkey.
Wait, we have a cart on
the
cruise?
I mean, the lifeboats are big enough to carry like 40 people, so.
Oh, okay, then we're like, yeah.
How do we use a cart in the acoustic forest? Isn't it all like flying?
I don't know, is it?
No, there's like ground.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Some sort of ground.
The roots like combine and then people have like laid earth over
top. Hey, even if we leave the cart in a boat, at least it's with us.
Yeah.
The life raft.
Okay.
Or we can make a whole sweet pirate ship.
I just don't know why we would bring Van in our cart on a cruise. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Maybe it's like a ferry.
Spit makes sense.
You guys are uncomfortable with it, leaving them behind.
I mean, admittedly, if we're traveling because we might need to play a show at any point,
we're going back to CBGB.
Yeah.
Okay, how about we left our...
You don't bring your car on a cruise, is what I'm saying.
We left our cart, but we're afraid of getting Van stolen, so we bought him an extra room.
Okay. He's in an extra room.
We're just making this worse.
You something else open to the door
about.
And the bed's just chewed up.
There's a good chance that Johnny didn't tell you that he did that.
Okay,
my guess.
So new manager Murray is on the cruise, correct?
Yes.
Let's just get him to deal with Van, and then we don't have to deal with it.
We haven't even signed with him yet. He said consider it and come see him.
Exactly. He'll be fine.
This is exactly how we start a contract. I'm bringing a donkey with me to his office.
Okay. You're dragging this donkey.
He doesn't have an office. It's a cruise ship.
He has a little tent, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just like, knock, knock.
On the side of the like.
Yeah.
Closet.
That's why I said knock, knock.
Of course, yes. Your logic is flawless.
Yes. Yeah, we've considered you being our new manager, and we do want to sign somewheres. First order of business, can you hold on to our donkey? Oh,
of course, but I can't sign without everyone signing. So,
damn it, I get my phone out. And you guys don't know
but
Van's
I can look
there.
After your donkey and find it either.
Out
of good faith?
Yes.
There we go. That one's solved. Okay, moving on. Moving forward.
Glad or
Van. You guys grab what you need from the Van's room, which is where I imagine Johnny has thrown all of your extra stuff.
Yeah. See, look, we have all our stuff.
And with Spit and, I'm going to say Cherry's coming with you.
Sweet.
Ooh. Okay.
In case you need a helping hand. And also,
bombs.
Yes. Those two.
Yeah,
I was like, you guys
what we were thinking about.
Find where the life rafts are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we...
Is there anybody around?
Commandeer one?
Hey. There's always someone around on this boat.
Cherry knows boats.
It's true.
It's true.
She's like first mate, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We need to press a button or something, right?
They gotta be easy if they're life rafts.
So you pull a lever. Everyone get in.
See? She knows.
I get into the lifeboat.
Did everyone put their life jacket on?
She tosses some oars at you, Scotty.
Does this thing fly?
It floats.
Yeah, you just push the wind around.
The oars actually end in giant rock feathers.
Okay.
ROC, rock feathers.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
I'm along on this journey.
I make sure everyone gets a life jacket.
Yes, I will take one gladly.
I feel like it's just like... little wings on the back. I'm just like, oh, there you go.
No, they're just inflatable.
Oh, that works. I want to make sure they're okay. They're getting into my world.
But they inflate with helium.
Yeah, you have to
they
pull
inflate
it
with magic.
Yeah.
then that would not be enough helium.
I make sure everyone has one, and then I'm good. I clearly don't need one.
Yeah, so everyone climbs in. Spit jumps in as well. He doesn't. There's no life jackets that fit
no.
Spit.
Oh, no. Well, I just tie it to him. You can just hold on to Spit's.
Sure.
Yeah. Or you can ride Spit, so you float on him.
Just hold him by the collar?
What's your, like, leg harness? Strength? Like, you got the thighs.
Don't you have a harness
kind of grip on and hold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, like, a little... No, but there's no way I am strong enough to hold, like, both Spit, who's heavier than myself, and the chest.
Just don't fall out of the boat.
I won't.
Well, life jackets are there just in case.
All right.
Ren, he's like, shut up. Right. Move on.
Cherry sort of kicks the... release and then jumps in the boat as well as it sort of drops a moment and then sort of levels out underneath the big ship.
This is when you guys start rowing.
Yeah, okay. I guess I start rowing because she just gave me the oars for some reason.
Because you're the strongest.
Giant 40-person boat.
I'll help. I'm not very strong.
I feel
strong.
Like if it's a boat that seats 40 people... Where do these oars go? Like, how there's many pairs of like, oars
loops.
Are there?
You just need...
Be long enough so if I'm sitting in the middle, I can reach both sides?
Yeah, you're pretty tall and lanky.
Okay.
They're surprisingly
but
light.
You could also get Shuzi, who is offered to help.
Yep.
So you each take an oar and start rowing towards the acoustic forest.
This is more than just a simple rowboat.
Is there any snacks on the boat?
No.
No.
Oh, damn.
You might have some snacks in your bag.
There are no snacks. Only plot hooks.
What happened to Yes and Emily?
And boat hooks.
All right.
Yep. So anyways, snack free, you guys start rowing towards the acoustic forest. You can see like a thin sort of pillar of smoke rising up now. So you have an idea of where to aim for.
Is it black smoke or white smoke?
They've not chosen a new pope.
No. If it's black, it means it's still burning. If it's white, it's just kind of finishing up.
Is it gray? Is it pink?
Yeah. It's more
is
of a gray.
Oh, so it's
is
on
it
fire.
Orange?
Yeah.
Is it purple? Is it multicolored? Is it rainbow?
Johnny's scout tip.
It's red, white, and blue. It's actually the snowbirds.
Oh, God, no. Not the snowbirds. They're a national treasure. I keep watch.
Militarism.
To see. Is anyone else kind of doing what we're doing?
No.
Okay.
Has anyone noticed?
Probably you hear like some bells ringing behind the like someone shouting as you're rowing away like someone stole one of the lifeboats.
No, we're just boring it indefinitely.
We'll never bring it back. We might try, but it'll fail.
It'll come back in pieces. We'll mail it back to you.
Yeah. Talk to our manager.
Yeah, that's usually how we do it.
So you start rowing. Now you eventually you reach the forest and start rowing above the trees of the forest. It's very verdant and green and beautiful.
I haven't been here in a long time. 3 years.
I mean, it's kind of long.
I'm only 7.
Half my life.
Half my life. It's been half a lifetime since
half
I've been
half a lifetime
back.
Ago. I once walked these lands.
Yeah. Just a young Johnny.
I'm trying to decide how much we know about bird people.
Well, you know I'm 7 years old.
Yeah.
Unless you just never ask and super insensitive as a friend.
I mean,
do you ask your friends how old you are?
No, but you at least like throw me a birthday. Like, oh, what should I put on the cake? Yeah.
I guess.
Because like how many candles are you going to put on? I'm assuming Johnny just has children's birthday parties because it's all he's ever had because he's only 7 years old. Is it like super nice here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can hear birds and maybe bird people chirping as you fly overhead.
Every once in a while, I'll just like tap one of the trees and make a dunk sound because it's all nice sounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as the wind like blows through the forest, it actually sounds like woodwinds playing.
That's
classical
cool.
Music. I don't know if you're into that or not, but that's what you kind of hear.
I mean, I played the cello.
Soothing.
Yeah.
Does that all the time.
It's objectively good.
Yeah.
Yeah, technically it's sound, too.
As you move in the direction of the smoke, you start to see like buildings growing up out of the trees, and you can now see where the smoke is coming out of is what looks like a massive like university, like very like Oxford style, like stone buildings and towers and halls and courtyards and things.
Oh, geez. Didn't realize we were over here.
Who actually lives in the forests?
You can see that the Everybody? Smoke is actually coming out of one of the gymnasiums.
Not the gymnasium. Where
Johnny,
are we gym?
Which you would know.
I'm just, oh, it looks like it crashed in the gymnasium. So lots of like people trying to put up fires and stuff?
you're a little far away to see that, what's going on at the gym itself.
And I kind of look over. I'm like, we better hurry up. And I look at you guys.
I'm rowing as fast as I can, Johnny.
You can see what looks like a nice, there's a flat roof, maybe a little ways away from the gymnasium, but it looks like a good place to land would be the roof of a building.
Cool. I suggest that just because I know a safe place.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to steer.
You actually recognize it as a cafe that you spent a lot of time at that has delicious pastries. The Gare de Lune Cafe.
Oh, we can just land near the Gare de Lune.
Gare de Lune?
Gare de Lune. Gare de Lune. After we figure out what fell from the moon, we can have a croissant. It's amazing.
Oh, what?
Croissant.
What's that?
It's, imagine just eating butter.
Hmm.
I direct us to where to land on the roof.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that if I'm landing there, there's also some stairwells coming down or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to visualize here. Are, like, there walkways between these different structures?
Oh, there's, ground.
There's ground. Yeah. Okay.
Like, my assumption would be that this isn't just for bird people.
Okay.
So, They accommodate for others.
Okay.
Yeah. AFU, the Acoustic Forest University, is one of the most renowned universities in all of Fugazi, attended by peoples from all over.
Good old AFU.
Go AFU Sky Buffaloes.
Yep, that's who they are.
Yep, yep.
All right, so you land on the rooftop of this cafe, and there is a fire escape that you can jump down onto and walk down.
I guess we should tie up the boat. So it doesn't float away?
No, it's probably good to have just put it. It's a parking area.
Well, I'll tie it to something.
Plug in the boat.
Yeah.
Recharge it?
Terry just kind of gives you, rolls her eyes at Johnny and then helps you tie it up.
I don't know. I've never actually needed a boat.
It's important to tie up.
Clearly,
the lines.
She says.
I head downstairs then.
All right. You guys head down. You are in the alley behind the Gare de Lune.
Oh, well, I'm going to go get a pastry.
Dude,
I think we got bigger problems than
Johnny's
your
already
tummy.
Walked inside.
Okay.
They have amazing. We'll think better once we have full stomachs.
You say to yourself from inside.
Yeah. So you can get a box of croissants for a gold.
Okay.
And they fill the box with delicious flaky pastries.
Is there anything with mushrooms on it?
Yeah. There. I would say there is a croissant that is also filled with a cheese and mushroom.
Yeah, I get that. Ooh. Green.
Okay.
You're trying to integrate them into the good foods.
All right.
It's a gateway drug.
You hand that to Cregan as you come out to the impatiently waiting Scotty.
I'm also looking around.
I hand everyone a croissant.
Well, technically, cheese is also kind of a mold, so.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like mold poo.
You do not want to know the cows down there, okay?
You've
seen under donkeys.
Under cows.
Yeah, up here they're bird cows. Yeah, it's like how there's owlbears, there's also...
They're cowranchulas. Oh my god, it's terrifying. Oh my god, I'm scaring myself. All right, let's go towards the gymnasium.
Are you going to eat the croissant?
Assuming, yeah.
Yeah, give it to you.
Yeah, definitely eat it.
It is butter and cheese and mushrooms just melting in your mouth. It is probably the best thing you've ever eaten.
I want to blend this up and drink it.
Oh, no, you lose the texture then. I need to officially put this in a bottle.
Oh, is Cregan one of those Soylent people that just wants his food in a paste?
Just mushroom paste you drink?
No, honestly, Cregan's the type of person that would probably just drink gravy.
Same.
Depends on the gravy. TBH.
Like mushroom gravy. You would just drink it out of a cup.
That's just broth, kind of.
Is it the streets pretty crowded
is it
right now?
Breath?
No, it looks like the streets have been cleared. The courtyard here has been cleared. You're sort of in the sort of main quad of the university.
Oh, this place has not changed a bit. I wrote my first opera over there, my first symphony over there, and that's about it, actually. We didn't have a lot of time here when you think about it.
How long did you go for?
I mean, you had a seventh of your life here.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I've been here for about 4 years. Yeah, I spent most of my life here, actually.
Hmm.
Symphonies take a long time to write.
Did you start going to university when you were one?
Yes. Didn't you?
No.
Oh.
I didn't go to school.
You didn't go to school?
I went to the School of Life, man.
Oh. I guess they don't give degrees there.
I mean, I went to elementary school, okay, and high school, yeah, fine.
That's
and a four-year degree, but
and a four-year degree.
That barely counts.
Well, they didn't
anymore.
Go to grad school.
Yeah, it's like wait, a second. Yeah, School of Hard Knocks, and an undergraduate.
I did my undergraduate in the Underdark.
Yeah, you got your Bachelor of Hard Knocks.
Yeah. Oh, you undergraduate in the Underdark? Oh, that's awesome.
It's canon now.
Yep. Even though I really didn't have that much time because I'm like, what, 21? Yeah.
So those crashed in the gymnasium area, so I'll lead us towards there.
Are there a lot of people around? Or is this the grounds of the university pretty vacant right now?
They are suspiciously vacant.
Hmm.
Is it summer semester? Because most...
It is the summer.
Where is everybody?
Oh, that's a great question. Usually, even the summer, there's some classes. It's quite a busy place, usually.
I would imagine. Do people live here?
Oh, we kind of live everywhere around here. It's just another building.
Hmm.
You live in a classroom?
Well, no, life's a classroom, but...
So as you're walking down the quad towards
it's
the
also
gymnasium.
A cabaret.
Yeah, when you're classically trained, life is a classroom.
I am avidly rolling my eyes.
They're just rolling and going. Just
like so
going.
As I was saying, as you're walking down the quad towards the gymnasium, you see something strange in front of you as sort of three puddles of clay form up into humanoid shapes, and then they all like pose in a fighting stance in front of you.
Is that normal, Johnny?
No, that's new.
Roll initiative.
Hmm.
Hmm.
They're like humanoids?
Mm-hmm. Faceless humanoids, yeah.
I got a 22.
13.
29 natural.
11.
Okay, so these clay creatures are going to go first. As their forms seem to solidify and they have the symbol for lead on their chest. It says PB.
Princess Bubblegum?
And they...
Peanut butter?
They start like running, like kind of doing... Flip sort of, and they all like leap in uniform with like a kick, and each one of them is attacking a different one of you.
Hmm.
And so they will make two strikes against Scotty. One will hit. So that hits you for 4 bludgeoning damage and 6 psychic damage.
I want to play my other character. They're better at this.
Johnny.
My half giant barbarian.
It's going to be one hit as well as this one kicks you for 9 bludgeoning damage.
Oh my gosh.
And 10 psychic damage.
Whoa. I dramatically fall back.
Okay. Do you like spin backwards?
Yeah. Yep.
Shoes. What's your AC?
15.
You dodge both the like kick and then the spin kick that follows.
Fuck yeah.
Cregan, you're going to get one hit.
Okay.
So that's 9 bludgeoning. And 8 psychic damage.
Ooh, okay.
And now they're all engaged in a fight stance with you. And Shuzi, you go first.
Hmm. So they're made of clay.
As far as you can tell, they appear to be made of clay. Or perhaps putty.
So even though Thunderclap's a cantrip, can I cast it at higher levels then?
No.
No.
Wait, which spell?
Thunderclap.
Oh. That's a cantrip? What does that do?
It's like the little sister version.
Because cantrips get more powerful as you level up anyways.
I want Thunderclap.
Oh, yeah. So at damage level increases 5. By 1d6. Yeah, 5. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to do that. I'm going to cast Thunderclap. So constitution save.
Okay. They're going to make it. They rolled a natural 18.
Did I notice anything as far as sound? Do they like, I don't know, sound affect them in any way?
It doesn't seem to. So you clap your hands like the, and then on the last one it's a boom, but the thing just kind of weathers it.
Dang it.
And then you can move if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm gonna move back, just disengage and dash back to.
Can't disengage. Oh, I that's can? An action when casting your spell is an action. You can't disengage as a move. Tumble, right?
Yeah,
sorry.
Stop telling Erin what she can't do, Stu. Erin, you could do anything you want. You're perfect. You're beautiful.
Essentially, just like move back without...
All right, so you use your bonus action to use Tumbling Fool.
Yeah, I just want to get in range for like a crossbow or some shit.
Okay, yeah. So you can use that to disengage and then your move action to move back from it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do. Next up is Johnny.
How are they all engaged with us in melee?
Yeah.
Damn it.
And you guys are all fairly close together.
Okay, I am going to Vicious Mockery, the one closest to me.
Okay.
They need to do a wisdom save of 17.
Mm-hmm. They do not. They appear to be immune to psychic damage.
Really? They can't hear me?
I guess they don't have a ear.
Oh, is it psychic damage? Yeah, I guess it is.
They are just clay puppets, basically.
That sucks.
You spend the turn
yeah, no.
mocking them and it does nothing.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Do you move at all?
No, I can't disengage because it's my turn.
Yeah.
They're like right in the face with me, right? Mm-hmm. So I can't really do anything.
I mean, you could take the hit.
I don't want to take the hit.
Okay. Scotty?
I'm just going to hit them, I think.
Okay.
You've created like the anti-bard.
It's almost like Stu has gotten tired of us all playing bards and using those spells at him all the time.
It's almost like it's literally the only time I've made something immune to psychic damage.
Why are you always making people immune to psychic damage, Stu?
I'm just going to attack because I can attack twice now.
Ooh.
I mean, I have been able to do that for a while, but, you know.
Not to gloat.
Not to gloat.
But this time you remember.
And roll the natural 20.
Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Roll that damage.
13 times 2.
26.
Cool.
All right, yeah.
I didn't need the math. I just, you know, just wanted to make sure.
First slice into this accompanied by, is it lightning damage that your axe does?
I don't remember. I forgot my notebook where I wrote that down.
I think it's lightning damage is what I remember. So you hack into this thing and scorch it with lightning, but it's still sort of saying like it's trying to pull itself together from where you cut it, and you can make your second attack.
Cool.
Natural.
Jesus, 20? Really?
I rolled another one.
Oh my gosh.
Dope.
In my head, I was thinking, if I do this, it would be great. It would be super fun. It would be super cool.
Manifest destiny.
Roll that damage again.
The secret, you know.
The secret? Oh, wow.
34 total.
Okay, so as it's trying to pull itself together, you just sort of baseball bat swing the axe across it, cutting it in half, and it kind of like explodes into just mud again, into like clay mud. And what is almost a canned animation, like it cuts to another camera angle. It's not from the same attack, it's just the like...
Just exploding from squibs. Huh.
That's the first time you've used that axe, too.
Yeah, what are you rolling for damage?
So 1d8 plus 1d8 plus 4.
Oh.
Because it's an extra 1d8 lightning damage, I think.
Dope. Yeah. I'm just looking at Scotty. And I'm just like, I think I chose the wrong present.
But this is your time to pokeball this mud monster.
That's not a creature. Or wait, is it anything?
I don't know.
A creature. Are they considered creatures?
Yeah, creatures like anything that's not a humanoid, I think, is kind of how that works.
Is this humanoid?
It does have a humanoid shape.
Ah, damn it.
But
you could try.
I don't want to lose my capture cube. I want to like capture like a shark or something.
Yeah, go shark. Just flops around.
You can try.
Dies.
The capture cube.
Dies.
It's not my turn though, is it?
It is not. It's Cregan's turn.
Cregan pulls out Ramona and will take two swipes.
Okay.
So the first one will be an 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
And then the second one will be a 26 to hit.
That will also hit.
All right, so that'll be 11 plus 8, so that'll
be...
Are
you double-handing this?
No.
No.
One-handing it. I actually can't double-hand, technically, but, I mean, I can do it for flavor, but... So, yeah, I'm just going 1, 2.
Yep.
And that, yeah, that will be for 19 points of damage.
Okay.
And then, assuming this thing is still up...
It is.
I'm going to pull out my vicious stick.
Okay.
And then with my bonus action, hit it again.
All right.
And that will be a 18.
That'll hit.
And that will do only 4.
Okay. It is still standing, but it's definitely like you can see everywhere you've hit it, it's got like dents in it.
Okay.
And it makes kind of a burbling noise at you. And then it's going to try to punch you
twice.
Not
a murloc. Nothing is a murloc.
Except a murloc.
Yeah.
What's your AC?
17.
All right. You managed to fend off both its sort of punches.
Okay.
And then it's Shuzi's turn again.
Well, I am pretty pissed off, so I'm going to cast Necrotic Shroud first off as a bonus action. So they're going to have to save a charisma save.
All right. Everyone make a charisma save.
Mm.
It's okay. I got better at those.
So 9 has to be... 17.
I got 14. I hate you.
I rolled a natural 18.
This is becoming an every time thing for Scotty.
I got an 18, so just enough.
I got a 23.
Okay. They seem unaffected. They don't have eyes, so.
Yeah, I guess so.
What happens to me?
You're feared.
You run away from her.
No, she's just frightened. She doesn't have to move away.
Oh. Yeah.
She just can't move closer.
God damn it, Shoozy.
Do you also take some penalty to attack if you're frightened?
We think just on
her. No, you have disadvantage on ability checks and attack roll as well. She is within your line of sight.
Just stay behind me.
Okay. And then I'm going to...
You can still sort of like feel her behind you.
Yeah, but like, she's not in line of sight though. It's different.
And then I'm going to attack with my crossbow and hopefully hit. No. That's a 13.
That's going to miss.
Well, damn it.
So it kind of like matrix dodges out of the way of your crossbow bolt.
Well, shit. Sorry, y'all. Stop, drop, and rock and roll.
Take out my sword of tetanus and attack.
Okay.
It's made of clay.
Yeah, you're not going to rust it, that's for sure.
No. There could be some, like, precious metals in the clay.
No.
It is still a pretty good hit, though. 21.
That'll hit?
Oh, gosh, I haven't done this in a while. You know, physically hit something. 5 plus my dexterity bonus, it's 9.
9? Okay, it takes 9 damage as you stab into the clay, leaving a little hole.
He's like, yeah.
Shank.
Scotty, you're the only one that doesn't have one in front of you.
Well, I'm going to run over and attack one that is out of the line of sight of Shoozy.
So Johnny's and Cregan's? Or Cregan's?
I mean, any of them, as long as you shuffle to keep your back to Shoozy.
I will get Johnny's, I guess.
Okay.
13.
That misses. So it ducks as you swing your first swing.
I swing back again.
Johnny also has to duck as you swing.
That's 16.
Johnny ducks again as you swing over him and this time hit.
Yeah. 7.
All right, it takes 7 damage. It's still up.
It's not nothing.
It is not nothing. Cregan.
Cregan's going to continue bashing away at this clay monster.
Okay.
So we'll do these one at a time just in case I drop it. That will be likely a miss with 11 with the first strike misses, with Ramona. Yeah. Second strike with Ramona will be...
That'll hit.
Yeah. So that will do 8 points of damage.
Okay.
Is it still up?
Just barely.
All right. So I'm going to try to finish it off with my vicious stick. That will possibly miss with a 14.
That is exactly what you needed to hit.
Yay.
So it's sort of like trying to pull itself together as it's starting to lose its form and you come in swinging with that vicious stick.
And I do 5 points of damage.
Right, and you land it right between where its eyes would be on its forehead, and it just kind of, again, explodes in the same way that the one that Scotty hit explodes.
Oh, I didn't hit it that hard.
It's almost like it's the same shot.
And now there's
just
two
flipped.
Two of them left. Yeah, exactly. If you look closely, you can see that the Simla's chest is backwards.
Whose turn is it?
It's their turn. So the one in front of Johnny is going to kick Johnny and then try and punch Scotty. So Johnny, it's going to hit you.
I got 15 AC now.
Scotty, it will hit you as well.
We got more than 18?
It did. I got 19.
Jeez, your AC is 18?
Yeah, it's been 18 for a long time.
Oh my gosh.
I got armor, man.
I felt so cool getting 1 to 15.
Though. Yeah, me too.
So Johnny, you're going to take 8 bludgeoning damage.
No. Physical violence is my one weakness.
And 6 psychic damage. And Scotty, you're going to take 6 bludgeoning and 3 psychic. And then the one that Shuzi ran away from is going to run after Shuzi and make 2 flying kick attacks, both of which are going to hit.
Jeepers.
So you're going to take 14 bludgeoning and 15 psychic. And then it's your turn.
So it's close enough. I'm just going to pull up my rapier if I can do that.
Yep.
And that's 21.
That'll hit.
Cool. And since I'm still all shroudy, it takes necrotic an extra d8 necrotic damage.
Okay.
7, 8, 11.
All right, it takes 11 damage. And you can sort of see this like black stuff sort of seeping out of the wound that you hit it.
Gross.
Super gross.
Necrotic, so it's yeah. It's because of you.
I know.
Johnny?
I'm going to stab at the thing that's next to me.
Okay.
Not Scotty.
Thanks.
We're teamwork.
Yeah.
A natural 20.
All right. Ding. Roll some damage.
Yeah. 7, so 14 damage.
All right. As you stab it, it sort of starts to lose its cohesion and then suddenly explodes in the exact same way as the other two.
Huh.
And Scotty, the last one that's left is the one that went after Shoes.
Okay, I'm going to attack that one.
All right, you run at it, swinging your axe.
That's a 16.
That hits.
Cool. That's 15.
All right, you hit it for 15. You cut off one of its arms. You can take another swing.
Mm-hmm. That's not going
to
hit.
All right, its arm is starting to reform already out of its body. Cregan.
For dramatic effect, I'm going to use my bonus action first to throw my vicious stick at the last remaining clay man. That will be easily over 20 to hit, and that will do only 4 points of damage.
Okay. You hit it for 4 points. You can throw another one as your actual action.
Yep. That will be a 27.
That misses.
That will also be for 4 points of damage.
Okay, that is now enough as your stick, both of your sticks embed in the back of its head, and then it explodes.
In the exact same way?
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be possible because you threw sticks at them, and the sticks aren't even in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I just kind of run up and pick up my sticks.
Okay.
So that was strange.
What were those things?
I don't know. Not from around here. Maybe that's what fell from the moon.
Did you notice the symbol?
Oh, the peanut butter one.
Probably not peanut butter, Johnny.
Well, what is it?
I thought you went to school.
It says PB.
You went to this froofy music school here.
Whoa. It's a prestigious school that everyone from Fugazi wants to go to.
Did they do science at all?
Yeah, it's over there.
Well, obviously you never spend any time in that building.
No, because I'm a music major. I'm classically trained.
Are you now? It's the first I've heard of it.
No, really? I'm classically trained. I went here. I went to the school.
You're an alumnus?
Yes. I have the key to the alumni building. That may have been where it crashed. I don't know, but...
No, it crashed on the gymnasium.
Well, in any case, the symbol stands for lead.
Oh. Well, that makes more sense. Because I don't understand why there'd be peanut butter on the moon.
Cheese, yes. Peanut butter, no.
Yes. All right, so that made a lot more sense.
Why would lead be here? Like, what's here?
What? No, no, I think the lead came from the moon.
No, but it just, like...
Lord Lead?
Lord, there's someone on the moon.
And they just, like, fell off?
No, I don't think that was them. I think they attacked this university.
Maybe it was these putty guys.
Yeah. Can I poke it? Is it lead?
Mud people.
The muddies.
Muddies.
Is it just mud?
For legal reasons, we're calling them muddies.
Is it like mud thing? Is it actually just mud?
Yeah, there's just like, now there's just like puddles of clay mud.
Well, I suggest going to the gymnasium to see if there's any more.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Is it like actually strange that there's no one around?
I mean, there should be people here. You're not sure why there isn't.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
They may have been evacuated.
Yeah, it did take us a while.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to just try to go to the gymnasium.
Okay. The doors to the gymnasium are locked right now, which given the time, like they would just be, you see the hours, it's not during open hours. So you're going to have to pick that lock. It's just regular lock though. Or you can break down the door.
Can I just chop the lock off?
Sure.
With my axe?
Make a swing.
Okay. 25.
Yeah, you like...
The door dodges.
No. You swing and just basically like with a like crack of thunder and lightning, like you blow the doors open into the gymnasium. Inside the gymnasium, at the very like center of the court, tearing up the floorboards, you can see this massive bipedal beetle-like creature just ripping up floorboards and tossing them aside. It looks like it's been doing that for a bit.
It's bipedal.
Yeah.
Bipedal beetle.
Does it have like
bipedal
claws or anything?
It does have claws and giant mandibles.
Do I know what this thing is?
You could give me a nature check.
It's a rust monster.
Natural 20.
This is the fearsome Umber Hulk.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It's an Umber Hulk?
It's an Umber Hulk. I don't even know. Did you say that? Did you say this is the fearsome Umber Hulk?
This is the fearsome Umber Hulk.
Well, yeah, but he's ruining
and
the gymnasium.
As if it heard its name, it looks up from its digging at you and like opens its mandibles and lets out like this fearsome like hissing sound.
Ooh. Don't look at it.
Roll initiative.
We gotta fight again. Not just fight. I just fought some stuff, guys.
You're the one that likes fighting. Scotty should be like, yeah, another fight.
I know. Nine. Lee is tired.
Me too.
I got 13 again.
And I got an 18.
All right. Cregan.
So I did roll a natural 20.
Yes.
Was I right when I said don't look at it?
Yeah. Do you want to avert your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. You do so. So you will have a disadvantage because you can't actually look at it on any attacks right now.
Okay.
But nothing happens to you.
Okay. I probably have my baseball bat and Ramona and my sticks in my hand anyways. So I still want to run towards it.
Okay.
But I'm just like looking at the ground. I'm also short, so.
You can just close your eyes.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever you do, you are averting your gaze as you run at it with your sticks and baseball bat out, and you can attack it with disadvantage.
Do you tell us why we shouldn't look at it?
No.
With a natural 20, I feel like we should
hear Phil character give character. You the full information? Never.
But with a natural 20, do we actually have the time to not look at it?
Well, you can make that decision on your turn.
But yeah, you pretty much, yeah, exactly what happened. Cregan's like, it's the Umber Hulk. Don't look at it. And then he just runs at it.
Because combat's fast.
Wow, I rolled 10 for both. So that will be a 18.
That will hit.
Okay. And I'll just for expediency, I'll roll again for my second hit. That will miss.
Yep.
So Ramona will do only 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I'll try to hit it with my vicious stick, which will potentially miss with a 14.
That will miss, yes.
Okay.
As it just kind of careens off of its carapace.
Okay. Yeah. And I just stand there.
All right, Scotty.
I guess I will believe Cregan when he says don't look at it, but I also want to attack this thing. It's too bad Cregan ran forward, otherwise I could have done some fun stuff.
You still can.
Spells. Yeah, but I don't want to hurt Cregan.
Let me see. Makes sense.
I'd prefer not to.
If you're averting your eyes, you won't be able to target anything in its direction because you won't have line of sight.
Right. That's true. Okay, I guess I will just run forward wildly swinging my axe.
Okay. Make two attacks with disadvantage.
Seems like the best thing to do. That's a 19.
That's going to hit. You connect with your first strike.
And that's an 8 damage. Woo-hoo.
Okay.
15.
That is a miss.
Okay.
So your second strike kind of glances off of its exoskeleton. Johnny, you're next.
So I'm going to look down.
Mm-hmm.
Am I able to polymorph this thing?
Not without looking at it.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, you don't know what happens when you look at it. Well, Cregan has not volunteered any information.
He seemed pretty passionate about it. So. And I heard you run ahead. Would I be able to cast like shatter on the other side of it and not hit Krieg?
You'd still have to look in its direction.
But I know where the gymnasium is.
You need line of sight.
Line of sight. Ah, crap. I don't want to look at it.
You know, you can always ask too, right?
Oh yeah, why can't I look at it?
I don't remember.
Ah, oh, good thing talking's a free action.
Is that because Phil doesn't remember?
I know there's something where you're not supposed to look at it, but I don't know what happens.
I'm going
to
hold my crossbow up and just shoot.
Okay, with disadvantage, you fire your crossbow.
6 and 15. So that's going to be a 12.
Yeah, you just miss. Like, you don't even come close. It goes kind of close to Scotty, but not doesn't hit her.
Oh, I don't know why I can't look at this.
Shoozy?
I think I might just do the same. You know what? Fuck it. Shoozy's going to look.
Okay. Make a charisma save.
Oh, God. Don't worry. You're a bard.
Ooh, you might.
15.
Don't you get advantages on charisma saves?
Do I?
If you're...
No, but you do have proficiency.
Because what does that mean? Oh, yeah, we're
proficient. Saves. So that was a...
So you should probably have it.
That was a 19.
Yeah, you're fine.
Cool.
So, Shoes, you don't know what Cregan's talking about. Nothing happened when you looked at it.
It's like, dude, I'm chill.
And...
I'm going to crossbow.
Okay.
So that would be 26.
That'll hit. Roll damage.
Come on. Sweet. 11.
Ooh, max damage. Okay.
Do I have to keep making those saves?
Yep.
If you keep looking at it.
Well, I'm not going to stare, I guess.
It is now the Umberhulk's turn, and it is going to make 2 claw attacks against Cregan.
Okay. 17 armor class.
One misses, you duck the other one, but ducking the other one and trying to not look at it,
mm-hmm.
you do not see the second claw coming, and that is a critical hit.
Ooh, okay.
He's Cregan.
Lowish damage, so that's 14.
Okay, I'm still fine.
And then it is going to bite at Scotty with its mandibles. That is going to be a 19. Does that hit?
Yep.
For 17. And that's slashing. And it's back to Cregan.
Ooh, okay. Now, I'm going to make another 2 swipes with Ramona with disadvantage.
Still averting your gaze?
Yep. So the first one will miss. The second one will... Okay, could have been a natural 20, but instead, it's a 23.
That hits.
So as that hits, I'm going to expend one of my bardic inspirations to do defensive flourish.
Okay.
To add some extra damage and bump my armor class. So that will be 10 plus 4, 14 points of damage. And my armor class is bumped up by 6 for 1 round.
Okay.
And then I will take a final swipe with my stick. And that will be a 17.
That will miss.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, as again, it just kind of harmlessly bounces off of its exoskeleton.
Okay.
Scotty, you're up.
I am going to... use my bonus action first to cast Healing Word on myself as a third level spell.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
I've only got 1 third level spell right now, so I may as well just like... And it's Speak with Plants, and I'm not going to use it right now.
So you're going to regret that.
I have 3 spell slots, man.
No, I know.
So what is that, 3d4?
Think of all the information you get from a 4.
Yeah. Well, I got 2 more spell slots to do that.
There's 3 plants in front of you.
So that's 3d4... Well, my spellcasting ability modifier is 8 now, so that's actually not bad. That's 12. And then I'm going to attack that thing.
Okay. You swing with disadvantage if you're not averting your eyes, or if you're averting your eyes.
Nothing happened to Shoozy, so okay, I'm going to try it. I also looked it up on the internet, guys. I know what it's doing.
You're a cheater.
I'm a cheater. I've always been a cheater. You guys know that. I don't make it.
So you can't take reactions, and I have to roll a d8 to determine what you do during this turn. As you are suddenly very confused upon looking at this thing.
Okay.
Confusion.
It's a 7 or 8, so you make 1 melee attack against a random creature.
Thank you.
I can say that you can still heal yourself, because it doesn't say you can't take that bonus action, but you swing, I guess, at a random creature, so either it or Cregan. Go 1 to 4, Cregan.
Hit the creature.
You hit Cregan. I rolled a 1.
I'm sorry. I could have just kept not looking at it.
Yeah.
So make an attack roll.
Yeah, you could have.
Trying to move this thing along, guys.
Fortunately, my armor class is super high, so.
Well, I rolled a shitty die, so.
Okay.
I don't hit you.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you suddenly find yourself having like something, you have like a spidey sense mm-hmm. and have to duck as Scotty swings an axe at you.
Huh. What the hell?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
Do you remember now?
Did you look at it? I told you not to look at it.
I don't know.
Johnny.
Is everyone...
Where am I?
How far apart is everyone?
Scotty and Cregan are right up on it, and Shuzi is kind of near you.
Okay, how far away is the creature right now?
Well, you'd have to look at it to be able to tell.
Well, can I hear their voice? I'm just wondering if it's like more than 30 foot.
Aren't that good at guesstimating.
Well, no, I'm just wondering how far away they are in the middle of the gym, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're not really sure because you can't see.
All right, fine. I'll look towards their direction. Not the creature's direction, their direction.
They're standing directly
okay,
in front
fine,
of
fine, let me roll the fucking thing.
So you have
you
to
get your
Christmas.
Stupid thing.
I hate this thing.
Yes. So I got a 21.
You are fine. Nothing happens when you look at it.
All right. Is everyone in a 30-foot radius?
I mean, yeah, they're literally in melee combat with this thing.
Including Shuzi.
Oh, from you.
From wherever from point. Can I make a point where I hit everybody?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And
I cast Mass Cure Wounds.
Nice.
Okay.
3d8 plus spellcasting ability modifier. 1, 2, 5. So that's 7 plus 8. So
15.
15 for everybody's.
All right.
Including myself, actually.
I'm assuming it's allies, right? It's not like some jerk move where you'd accidentally heal the creature.
Up to 6 targets I choose.
Yeah, okay.
It better for a level 5 spell.
Yeah, that'd be a real shitty spell. That's like super heals shitty. The creatures you're fighting.
Oh, you crit, yeah.
You just heal everyone and then everyone's friends.
Shuzi, are you averting your gaze? Nothing happened the last time.
I'm not averting my
gaze. Okay, make a charisma save.
20.
You're fine.
I'm going to crossbow. That's a 19.
That hits.
That's a 6.
Okay, you do 6 damage.
And I think I'm going to give some bardic inspiration to Scotty if that's
so I can hit Cregan better next time.
Oh, yeah. Are you confused?
I don't know if I'm not confused at the end of this turn. If I have to keep not being confused.
I guess we'll find out.
Maybe since I know that Cregan's
strong. You can keep averting your... As long as you avert your eyes, you can...
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have to like re-avert.
Yes.
Okay.
It's now its turn, so it's going to claw Cregan twice.
Armor class is 23.
Jeez.
None of those hit.
Yeah.
As you're like just flipping and dodging out of the way like the gold medalist you are.
Oh, you want a gold medal now? I thought we just competed. Story's just getting better and better.
It's canon now. And then it's going to bite at Scotty. And that's going to hit.
Well, I got a bunch of hit points back, thanks to Johnny. So
for 16.
And I lost them all again.
I think it was a shield.
It's back up to Cregan.
Okay, I am going to continue what I'm doing. It seems to be moderately working.
Moderately working. I'll take it.
It's you're not doing terrible for someone that hasn't looked at the thing he's hitting.
All right, so Ramona, that'll be a 16.
That misses.
Yeah, okay, so that's a miss. Second Ramona will be a 18.
That hits.
That will do. I'm also going to burn another inspiration to do the same thing.
Yep.
Ooh, that's bad. That's 7 plus 4, so 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And then I will Vicious Sticks, and that will be 23. And that will be 4.
You're starting to crack its exoskeleton.
Okay.
Now.
So I'm just hitting it in the same, pretty much like in its leg over and over. that will be 7 points of damage on the second hit.
Okay. Yeah, it's sort of letting out angry noises of pain, and it's Scotty's turn.
I'm going to not look at it again, because fuck that thing.
All right, you avert your eyes, and you're no longer... You feel the confusion sort of leave your mind.
Okay, I'm going to attack it. That's not even going to help. I rolled... Lowest was a 1.
All right, so you miss and sort of embed your axe into the ground. You're able to pull it free, though. You just miss. It would have given you disadvantage, but you already have disadvantage, so you can just attack again.
I'm going to roll a 2. Can I use Bardic Inspiration on an attack roll?
Mm-hmm.
Just not damage, only mine on damage. Okay, cool. That is an 18.
That hits.
Thank you, Aaron. 11 damage.
11 damage? Okay. Yep. You singe its hide with your lightning. It's not looking great, and it's Johnny's turn. Well, you would know that if you could look at it.
But we can't, so we don't know.
It's making sounds like it's hurt.
Okay. I need to look up to see, so I look.
And nothing happened last time.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm just awesome, that's why.
Yeah. Make a charisma save.
Natural 20.
Nice. Yep,
totally fine. And what do you do?
I want to... Can I cast Shatter behind it?
Yes.
And it won't hit anyone else?
Yep.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay. Makes a con save.
Constitution save, DC 17.
It fails. So roll damage.
So that's 13 damage.
Okay.
So made out of inorganic
you
material.
You also shatter the floor of the gymnasium.
It was already broken.
And all the backboards of all the basketball hoops shatter.
It needed a repair.
And it's still standing, but it doesn't look great. You can definitely see it's like splattered some ichor out of its back.
Ew.
Shoes.
I'm going to look at it.
Okay.
18.
All right, you're fine.
Good thing it's charisma.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I'm going to cast Dissonant Whispers.
Okay.
Wisdom save.
It fails.
Cool. And I'm sorry, I should have said this. I'm going to cast it as like a third level spell. Sure. Which in the future I will remember to say first. So 8, 7, so 15.
Kind of rears back, grabbing its head with its claws. And then its head, like, legitimately just explodes and drenching everyone in green ichor.
Gross.
I said, I'm going to squash you like a bug.
I'm going to make your head explode and get ichor on everybody.
And it falls backwards and is dead.
Is it dead? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. You're the one that told us not to look. Is it dead? Does it have a second head somewhere?
No, I don't think so.
I think you're fine.
Now looking up... Cregan and Scotty, because you're right by the hole it was digging, you can see that under the floorboards, and it dug probably about a foot or two down into the dirt, There is a metal hatch.
Ooh. I thought you were going to say hat.
You put it on.
Sometimes my brain just stops listening partway through words, and I'm like, oh, and a metal hat.
On the hatch is the symbol for the Fugazi Navy. And here's a song from a band we like.
Oh. Needles, Pins, and their song, Miracle. Also in this episode was Stop, Drop, and Rock and Roll by Fashionism. If you enjoyed the podcast, please check us out at podcastsofdoom.com. There you'll find links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages, as well as our Patreon. If you're able to toss us as little as $5 a month, you can access bonus episodes, which feature some other events going on in Fugazi right now, as well as deleted scenes and other goodness. Or if you're unable to, just toss us a review on iTunes or wherever else. That always helps. Dungeon Punks was produced by Kirk Hamilton for the Podcasts of Doom Network.